On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Who else would it be?
You know it's me.
Yeah, so it is December, just like I promised you it would be.
Yeah, because I control that?
Uh-huh.
Anyway, right off the bat, let's just jump into stuff. I watched a movie. I think I told you it was the Thor Ragnarok movie, and of course it has Loki in it, which is Tom Hiddleston. Point being, I watched a Tom Hiddleston television series. It was only 6 episodes, and it was called The Night Manager. Oh my goodness, was it so great. It was the best. I binged it. I watched 2 episodes in one day, and then I binged 4 the next day, which I never do. But it was so good. I couldn't stop. I still haven't seen Stranger Things. I don't know if I will. I'm probably not. I get off board. I don't want to get on bandwagons. But anyway, this one I read was great, and it was. Now, as I'm watching The Night Manager, which was great, by the way, it also had Hugh Laurie in it, who was Dr. House. And I noticed in a couple of the scenes that Tom Hiddleston looked exactly or very much like Jared Leto. Okay, so these guys definitely need to play brothers in some kind of a film or series upcoming. I mean, absolutely. And Jared Leto looks so young. I mean, he's in his 40s. He looks so young. And Tom Hiddleston's in his 30s. So they could definitely still play brothers, but they could even play much closer in age. Absolutely. So that's what I wanted to say. I don't know if it's in the works or it's going to happen, but that's my observation for today.
Once there was a mountain called Peak 15. Nothing was known about it. But in 1852, the surveyors found it was the highest in the world. And they named it Everest.
Yeah, so Mount Everest. Okay, it's a popular mountain. Yeah, okay. I'm being very vague. It is the tallest mountain in the world. Okay, it's the top of the world, they call it. And there's been many movies and documentaries and so forth about Everest. And if you remember last year in 2016, Titanic was my big kick. And off and on over the years it's been. But last year I was really into Titanic. I watched all the movies. I watched all the documentaries, the specials, blah, 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 all over YouTube and etc. And I was, you know, really into it. And the thing about Titanic is that it's sunk and it's done and it's over. And that was over 100 years ago, wasn't it? Yeah, way over 100 years. It was 1912. Okay, now Mount Everest is obviously always going to be there till the end of time. Okay, so there's the things you can learn about it are very rich. There, it's always something. It can be something every year. This expedition's mostly in May, which is when there's the most steadiest weather. And I just watched the movie, the latest movie called Everest with Jake Gyllenhaal and Jason Clarke. And I really liked it. It was really good. It told the true story of the 1996 trek up Everest, where 8 people died. And you know it's going to be a disaster movie. You can kind of tell what's happening. Oh dear. And so then I started watching the documentaries in the background and really, really into Everest now. I think even more than I was into Titanic, because again, Titanic's over. It's at the bottom of the ocean. There will never be another Titanic. That was the Titanic. Mount Everest, people climb it all the time. They've been climbing it since, I don't know, the 50s, the 30s, this is the 20s. But anyway, now, you know, it's like 175 people or something have died, and they usually leave you there. When you die on the mountain, it's too treacherous to remove you, so you're kind of left there, and you can actually pass the bodies if you make it close to the summit. You can see them still frozen there, and that's kind of creepy. So as I'm in the middle of watching these Everest specials for the last 2 days, all of a sudden I get an email right in the middle of watching this, okay? And it is from an adventure that I could take to climb Mount Kilimanjaro. Isn't that funny? That's in Africa. It's the highest point in Africa. And it's only 19,000 feet. I say that like only, but Mount Everest is 29,000 feet. So it's still a lot. It's probably the level of base camp on Mount Everest, 19,000 feet, something like that. So should I climb Mount Kilimanjaro? Could I? I have the opportunity. Now listen, it costs thousands of dollars. Not that I even have that, so I'm probably not going to do that. But even if I had the money, do you really want to do something like this? Ooh, the thing that worries me about mountain climbing, these really extreme elevations, is altitude sickness. You have to climatize, which means you go very slowly and you stop and rest and for sleep overnight, certain, you know, levels until you can make the journey. And usually to get to the peak, it's you want to start in the middle of the night. So when you get there, it's daytime and then you can start down again. The sickness, the altitude sickness, the swelling of your brain and lungs, that worried me a little bit. Okay, because even if you're in tip-top shape, you know, you're like a 30-year-old man in tip-top shape, it can happen to you. So, people like me, I don't know. I'm not even worried about avalanches and slipping and falling. I'm worried about the physical thing because I think I could probably climb it with the right time if I took my time and did it. But the whole thing about the altitude sickness that would just attack me and I have no say in it, that's what worries me. Okay, if I could be reassured I wouldn't get sick, I could probably summon up every bit of energy and do it because it's exciting. You're doing something hardly anybody else will do. But the other thing is I am kind of afraid of heights and you know that. So is it going to be steep? I don't know. It's a mountain. It sounds like it's going to be tall. And I don't even want to go to the top of the Sears building in Chicago. I won't even do that. So and my son has done that. He showed me a picture. There's like a glass floor you stand out on and look down. No. So anyway, I will continue to probably watch things about Everest. And who knows if I'll get into K2 and other mountains watching it. It's just very interesting. It's very exciting to me. It's something I will never do, most likely. And I don't like the cold also. So that's part of it. I don't like cold. And the 30s is very cold to me. So this below zero in wind and things, and losing fingers and toes. No. And some guy lost a nose. I mean, losing your life, of course, is the ultimate. But people have lost limbs. And then they, you know, have to deal with that. So probably all set, but I will get excited for them and watch these shows and these movies about Everest and think it's the greatest thing ever. I'm glad if you can do it. That's awesome. You're the best.
Do you like waffles?
Yeah, we like waffles.
Do you like pancakes?
Yeah, we like pancakes.
Do you like French toast?
Yeah, we like French toast.
Dip, 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 can't wait to get them out. Waffles!
Yes, yeah, so the Waffle House. Those are restaurants that are open, I believe, 24 hours a day, and they're mostly in the South. Actually, from New England, if you're up here in this area, they don't even start to like Pennsylvania. You'd have to go all the way that far south, and then, wow, like Florida's full of them, full of Waffle Houses. The South has Waffle Houses, and I've been to them when I lived in the South. As a matter of fact, last winter when I was down in Florida, I went to a Waffle House, okay? And I'm not that impressed, really. I mean, the people seem nice enough, for sure, that work there. But there was, like, flies around, and it just didn't seem the cleanest kind of place. So, recently, a Waffle House in South Carolina, Pelion, South Carolina. I don't know where that is, but I know where South Carolina is. So, all over the news, trending weird news. You know how it is. I heard about this. That a Waffle House customer cooked his own food because everyone in there was asleep. Because it was 3 a.m. The dude was drunk. He wanted to get some food. Everyone is sleeping, of course. I mean, not of course, but I'm sure it can happen. They're not maybe that reliable. Waffle House staff? I don't even know. But so he went in there and cooked. And he took a bunch of pictures of himself cooking and being happy and eating the food. And I think that's awesome. I started thinking I would do the same thing. if I were ever in that circumstance, which I'm not probably going to be, in the South by myself at 2 a.m. and the whole staff of the Waffle House restaurant is asleep. I mean, I'm sure they're getting trained right now to wake up and not let this happen again. But I totally can relate to this. I would do the same thing had they the opportunity to do it, because it's fun. Oh my gosh, no one was hurt. He went back and paid for the food later. It just sounds like a little adventure. Maybe not as much as climbing Mount Everest, but this one I could probably handle because it doesn't involve anything about like climbing Mount Everest. There's no oxygen deprivation. There's no cold. There's no heights. I mean, there might be a little grease fire. I don't know. I don't want to just push my luck, but I'm not going down to a Waffle House anyway just to see if this will happen. But I think it's awesome that this soldier, I guess he was a soldier, an ex-soldier anyway, that he did this. And I think it's great. And if you have a chance to do this, if everybody's sleeping in a restaurant, why not? Just leave the money afterwards. Thank you. So my mother was trying to say Twitter because she knows that they tweet on Twitter, which everybody knows because of the president. If you watch the news, you understand he does this on a daily basis more than once. So she was trying to say Twitter and tweeting, and she called it Tweeter. And I just think that's awesome. My mother's coining phrases. Tweeter. Yeah, so that's what she's going to call the Twitter thing. And it's great. Go, Mom. Tori's pet peeve of today is, okay, this happens to you, it happens to me, it's happened to all of us, okay? And I know it's peeving to everyone. So this is going to be a global pet peeve, I imagine, unless you are so complacent and so milquetoast and so calm, cool, and collected that this don't bother you none. Okay, we'll see. It bothers a lot of people, and I am peeving about it right now, okay? And it's going to happen a lot more from now to the end of the year than it ever does. And you know what that is? Line cutting. Oh, yeah. You know what? Sometimes people gradually come into the line that you're already in. I don't know where they came from and where they think they're going to, but I don't like it. And you know what? I know it's my ego. I know, well, I'm here first. How dare they try this to cut in front of me? Me, me, me. I mean, I get that, but that's ingrained in me, and it's ingrained in a lot of people. Okay, we paid our dues. We've been standing in this line. We've been waiting our turn, patiently or impatiently, but we're still here. Where did they come from? What are they doing? Then they act so oblivious, like if they just look around and not focus on us, we're just going to accept it and let them just get in line and forget all that waiting. You know what? The same principle applies if you're on the highway with all these lanes and people come along out of like an exit or the right lane, or they decide they're going to move along to the left or the right, all the way to the one of the sides, you know, and then they're going to work their way over into the regular lane where they're supposed to be. Like say there's a merge thing happening and they got to merge and they're just going to just forget about it, driving the breakdown lane all the way up or driving some other lane. Whatever side, just to get in the middle, just to get where we are, where we're waiting our turn and sitting there. But then sometimes I think, you know what? I should have busted that move. Oh, you know what? They busted a move. Good for them. I reluctantly, you know, give them kudos because they did it and I could have done it and I should have done it. But the line thing, you know, you're not surrounded by 2,000 pounds of metal, okay? Like an anonymous in on some road. You're like there, a person without armor on that's unprotected, and you're going to actually try to get into a line with the person there, and they could physically punch you in the face or something. Never mind, you know, yell at you with harsh language and whatnot and dropping some F-bombs your way. I mean, that could definitely happen, and that's happened on the other end. I've, you know, sternly spoken to people that were trying to do this. Excuse me, I've been waiting here. Excuse me. I think I'm standing here, but then you know what? If I feel like snarky and I'm not that much of a, and not that much of a hurry, I might say, oh, you go ahead. Just go ahead. No, that's fine. You can go. I mean, never mind. I was waiting here. You just go. as soon as I get a little annoyed, sometimes, yeah, I'm always annoyed. Just about always, like 90% of the time I'm annoyed about something. If you don't know me, you're going to learn that fast, okay? And that's one of them. So my peeves, I could just do a whole show on peeves, and maybe someday I will. Or maybe that's what this really is in disguise. No, it's not, because when I talked about Everest, it wasn't a peeve at all. I'm enjoying that. I enjoy some stuff that I talk about here. But like line cutting, oh, no, 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 no. And that's going to be going on a lot right now if you pay attention because of the holiday shopping. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, just deal with it and try to assert yourself if you feel like it, you know, with a little bit of, you know, looking, staring at people if you need to. Just give them the crazy eyes. That should work. No problem, right? Try it out. Yeah, so that wasn't my toilet, but that was a toilet, as far as you know. I'm sure you've heard the sound every day for your whole life, or I hope so, unless you live on a mountain. In that case, you don't even listen to the show. You don't even probably know what a toilet is. But, you know, the rest of us have heard that sound every single day. Well, the point is, apparently there's something called a flushable wet wipe. But they're not really flushable. So when you're buying them and you're flushing them down your toilet, they're not going to dissolve and they're going to clog up your sewer and septic tank, okay? So find out about that before you buy them and before you use them, okay? Why don't you just get a bidet and use a bidet like they do in France? That's all I'm saying. You could have one built or have them get one at Home Depot. I suppose they sell bidets there. Okay, just have one. Or you know what? If you can't afford a bidet and don't have room for a bidet, get your butt in the shower. Okay, if you need to wipe your butt that bad, you need a baby wipe, then just have a shower. Meanwhile, use a little toilet paper until you can get in a shower. And I'm so disgusted right now. I can't believe I'm even talking about this. But it's a thing. New York State has a lawsuit about these flushable wipes because it's stinking up their sewer system. It's causing millions of dollars in damage. So it's probably causing damage in your house or wherever. So don't buy them. Have a bath. Thank you. And we're going to end it there on that high note. Yeah. Okay. So this is not quite a mini pod. It's a little longer than a mini pod this week, but you know what? It's shorter than it needs to be. And that's because there's so much to talk about. Yeah, there's not. Okay. But next week there may be. And besides, I'll be back on Friday with Ron Van Dam for the weekend show, which starts on Friday. And we'll have lots to talk about because that's a few days away, right? Things will happen. Okay. Yeah. Guaranteed. Okay. Until then. Peace. Gone, daddy gone, love is gone.